everybody. Welcome to another podcast. Can you believe this is our eighth? I believe it's the eighth episode already. Whew. Where does the time go? Just started this thing. What? We got another exciting podcast. As you know, there's been a lot going on, and we're going to address a lot of different things. But I had an interesting conversation with somebody, and we're going to build it around some of the things that are going on so you can get a understanding of what it's like. But first off, I just want to tell you to be sure to get all your gaming needs at my good friend's Miniature Market. My go-to place, my place to get everything. They sponsor the YouTube channel and, of course, now this podcast by just being who they are and how they do things. And nobody does it better than Miniature Market. So let's get right to it. As you know, the OGL 1.1, Wizards of the West Coast, has been backing up on this thing and causing all kinds of bedlam. Nothing's really going to change. They are going to hurt the small business as much as they can. And I had a chance, a matter of fact, as I did a live vlog on the channel the other day, on Sunday, a matter of fact. And I was just talking about how that was going to be my last video, that I was going to talk about it. And I'd probably finish up my final thoughts here on the podcast today. Number one, I think we have to sit back and really see what's going to happen, how this unfolds. You know, both sides are claiming victory, but in the end, I think a lot of people are going to lose out. The corporation always has a way of winning. And yeah, it's nice to see people rally around it. And there's 9,000 different misinformation videos out there and podcasts and stuff like that, speculating and building up hype and you know, causing people to bring out the pitchforks and the torches. But an interesting thing happened. A good friend of mine popped up into the vlog and just added a few things that made me kind of think. And then he decided to give me a call the next day. And he owns a small business, Everything Epic Games. And I'm talking about Chris Battleless, a very, very, very good friend of mine. He was always there to help the channel when it was small, insignificant. You know, he believed in what we were doing here. And I've always remained a good friend to him for that, because it takes a lot. And, you know, these major corporations that go, well, we're going to take a look at all these different channels and not get behind somebody they believe in more, doing the smart thing, getting the person that gets the big views, is hot at that time, and they want to send that game so they can get the most and maximum out of their views. Chris took a chance and said, you know something? I see the loyalty in your crowd. And I see the loyalty in your community. And that's what's going to get sales. It's if you like it, they're going to like it too, because they believe in you and you're not going to lie to them. And those were his exact words. And every time he's had a project or something, he's come to me. Well, we started talking about this OGL, and he let me know how it is affecting his small company. Everything Epic is not a huge company, folks. It relies on its games to keep it running, and it has been tough. Think of everything that a small business has gone through. And he started naming off all the stuff, and I was completely blown away. And we'll get to the OGL, but I want you to see how this just adds into everything. First, you have COVID. Okay? COVID absolutely knocks the business silly, okay? Because it's hard to sell games. You can't go to conventions, which is one of the things that he really relies on it to show off his wares. Well, now it's all virtual. Okay. And then he has to wait a couple of years to get that through. Then the shipping goes through the roof because of the COVID. So games that he funds on Kickstarter, okay, not only are they delayed and there's problems getting them put together, especially when he has to utilize certain IPs, okay? You look at that Librarian's game, okay? He had them breathing down his throats. And then when he finally gets some samples and they go, nah, we want to change some things. And there's more delays, more problems, more issues with getting things shipped. Then having problems with distribution places, being undermanned, not being able to get their product to everybody. So, you know, this could be some of the reasons, you know, there's some of the Kickstarter problems with a lot of companies because of some of the stuff that he was going through. Absolutely mind blowing. Then he comes up a couple of years ago and puts his heart and soul into this RPG, Tislania, okay, which would use the OGL, the original OGL. And now he's hesitant to even put it out because he may get hit from and have to give a certain amount to Wizards. So it causes even further problems for a small company. The amount of stuff that he has gone through for his small company has been absolutely mind-boggling. Mind-boggling, folks. And being a one-man show, I mean, it's absolutely, I think I would hang myself. I really would. I mean, how do you do this? I mean, it's just, it's almost not worth it. But he keeps plugging along. You know, he came out with Smirch, had all kinds of shipping issues with that. Great game. If you haven't played Smirch, the original Agents of Smirch, this new edition is fantastic. And I highly suggest it. Okay. If you haven't gotten the Librarians, it is a fantastic adventure card game. One of my favorites. And I'm not just saying that because, you know, because it's my friend. I'm telling you because I did the video for it. And I said, wow, I can't wait for this to come out. And it was glorious. Okay? If I don't like something, I won't sell it. Upzone, if you are a miniature player and you want to have some quick terrain, you just open it up. It unfolds. And it's instant terrain. And it's beautiful. Let's talk about that even. The Upzone. How a couple of criminals, another channel, decided to take, he sent it to them to do a review. What do? They come out with their own version and Kickstarter it. And stabbed him in the back. What a bunch of scumbags they were. But no, kept his chin up, kept doing what he does, doing what he believes in. And this is why, you know, this is why I support this guy. This guy has not had it easy. This company hasn't had it easy. Small businesses haven't had it easy. So what does Wizards do? Comes out and tries to drive the stake into these small businesses. And that's what they're doing. Because a lot of companies don't make 25%. They're taking 25% off the gross, not what you earn. Not your clear earnings. The gross. So if you make $1 million, you've got to give them $250,000. Please don't tell me these companies are making $250,000 profit. Okay, they're making a lot less than that. So they're going to be doing these things at a loss. And this is what Chris is screaming at the top of the mountain about, folks. I'm telling you right now, this is a very serious issue, and this is something I am really, really taking a back seat to for a while. I'm going to let things unfold. I want to see how this all pans out, how this works out. I'll be fascinated to see how this goes. But I'm not going to comment on it. I'm not going to build hype on it. I'm not going to get that hype engine going. I'm not going to speculate. I'm going to walk away from this for a while. Let this unfold. There's a couple of people that I watch that I really trust. And this one young girl, oh, goodness me. I wish I could remember the name of it because I would plug it right here for you guys. Who's only got about 5,000 subscribers, but very smart, takes her time and spends a lot of time researching this. Has some funny moments in it, but it doesn't overpower, except for the time that she wore the clown suit, which I think was a bit much. But I really feel that she did a fantastic job with this, in covering this subject. And, you know, I'm going to tell you guys, you know, people like Chris and everything Epic Games suffer from this. Some of them can't keep going. Thank God, you know, Chris has the means to keep going. Is it going to hurt him? Sure is. This is just another dagger. So not only do you come out of COVID, you know, trying to go, okay, we made it through. Let's start swimming upstream now. And here comes a giant log. Here comes a giant log. You just get clear of all this other nonsense. Okay. Start to get back to conventions and being able to hawk your wares and so forth and so on. And here comes Wizard with a big roadblock. And no. We got hurt too, so we're going to take it on. We're going to tax you, okay? Because we like our fancy five-star dinners. We like our Lexuses. We don't. We're not going to take a pay cut. Are you kidding me? No. You know who we're going to go after? We're going to go after those third-party people because they've got money that we don't get a piece of and we want a part of. It's sad. It's sad. It's sad that the state of affairs, and it's not just Chris and everything Epic Games. If Chris is barely making it, how are some of these shoestring small publishers doing it? Are they going to be able to do it? Are they going to be able to survive it? Are they out hiring lawyers that they cannot afford? Okay. So they don't make a decision and take a giant loss? Or are they scrapping things already? You can only hope that they go over to those, you know, they choose maybe a different role-playing mechanic or system. But, you know, it's kind of like I said when it comes down to Games Workshop. You know, it's Games Workshop, folks. I love Games Workshop stuff. Okay? And they screw up all the time. Look at all the money that they left on the table by not reprinting Warhammer Quest, Man of War, Mordheim, Battlefleet Gothic. Leaving all those things on the table. Okay, by not bringing that stuff out. How does that work, folks? I keep going back because all of a sudden they come out with something, some kind of kill team thing in a Space Hulk. Boom. Oh, here's my $300. Who do I give it to? I'm not even thinking twice. When they screw things up and they, you know, they don't care about their customer. They care about their stockholders. You know, I could sit there and I can shake my fist at the sky, but boy, come out with a new set of something, a Warcry that really looks cool, or some more Dungeon Bowl. Come out with the Dungeon Bowl. Here you go. Love you, GW. I'm back on the train. You sucked me back in. I keep on going back to the bad girlfriend. I know she's not good for me, but boy, I just can't stay away from her. Yeah. Welcome to being a GW fan and a Magic fan. And now a Dungeons and Dragons fan, because this is what they're doing. They are dangling the carrot that you love so much and doing whatever they want with it. Because they don't have people that care about the games. They don't have people that are passionate about the overall health of the game. They're going to do, there's one thing and one thing only. And listen, I understand you have to make a buck. I understand that. And you want to maximize that buck. It's not wrong. And if anybody tells you, oh, no, I don't do this for money, please. Money controls everything. In the bottom line scheme of things, money controls everything. And they get these properties, and they know these people are passionate about them, and they are going to dangle them over your head like a carrot and do whatever they can to maximize their intake. They're going to mess with it. They're going to do different things with it. They're going to try to figure a way, because they're not gamers. All they are is businessmen, and bad ones at that, let's be honest. And do whatever it takes. Whatever it takes to make their stockholders happy. Because at the end of the day, at that quarterly meeting, and when the stock prices are nice and high, and everybody's getting their dividends, that's all that matters. Not you, not me, not Chris, not Chris's small business, Everything Epic. No. They are going for your throat, and they're going to squeeze you for it. And that's how it'll always be, folks. That's how it'll always be. Now, a couple of good things coming up, and we're going to talk about them on the other side of this. We're going to talk a little bit more about Everything Epic Games. I want to talk about a couple of games that you can get now from him, and we'll talk about it on the other side of this. Hey everybody, we're back with segment two, and there's a couple of things I wanted to talk about Everything Epic Games, and I'd like you to go to their website. It's a fantastic website. You can buy the games directly from Everything Epic. But one game that is coming soon that we are going to be doing, we started a series called Forgotten Gems. And what we do in Forgotten Gems is I'll go to the storage unit, which is just full of games, by the way. And I'll pull out a couple games. And I'll pull those games out and I'll go, wow, I haven't played this in a long time. And then I'll remember how much I like it. And it may be something that's sitting in your collection, just sitting around a bit. And what I'm hoping to do is kind of show you the game, breathe some life into the game again, and maybe get you guys to play some of that older stuff, or maybe stuff that's sitting on your shelf that you never took the wrapper off. God knows I got plenty of that stuff. This week I did something with a game called Masamora. Okay. And you can see that video. It went up on Monday. I did a live playthrough, and I forgot how much fun that game is. Daniel Alves is just an absolute genius. And what he's done is absolutely fantastic, folks. Fantastic. And this game gets forgotten, maybe because it was in the Arcadia Quest universe. And people still had a lot of bad taste in their mouth over Super Dungeon Explorer. I don't think I have to go too far into that to let you know how people felt about that. But the thing that really stands out with this fantastic game is the fact of how much fun it could be, whether you're playing against the person, trying to get the most points, okay, going down the dungeon, or playing cooperatively, trying to defeat the dungeon. And there's a couple of Kickstarter expansions that you could probably get on the secondhand market that are very, very good. Now, I see this game out there for about $30, and it's well worth it. There's enough game there, especially if you got youngins that want to start playing games, okay? And they want to do these dungeon crawls, but they see these big, complicated things, and they're not ready for it. Well, this Massamora does all the things right, gives the basic fundamentals of dungeon crawling, and just makes it fun. Fun. So I highly suggest it. So while I was at the storage unit, I was looking through, and after I did, you know, Massamora, which we had a lot of fun doing, I may have screwed up some rules, but it's been a long time since I played it. I took a look and I found Secrets of the Lost Tomb. And sure enough, I pulled it out and I said, you know something, this weekend, I'm going to do Secrets of the Lost Tomb or you know, within the next 2 weeks, do that on my Forgotten Gem program. Well, I had told this to Chris when I was talking to him the other day. And he goes, oh, really? I go, yeah, because Secret of the Lost Tomb is actually from Everything Epic Games. Well, come to find out that they are going to be running a Kickstarter in a month or two, okay, for a second edition, an upgraded art, upgraded rules, upgraded everything. Now, Secrets of the Lost Tomb is a fantastic game, which has an Indiana Jones feel to it and is a dungeon crawler that... good luck trying to get through. Good luck trying to win that one. But it is so much fun. It did such a great job, and it's one of those games that I absolutely adore, and I think it's just a fantastic experience. And it's coming to Kickstarter soon. Now, up on Everything Epic's site, they have a ton of great games that you can go pick up right now. Librarians, go get it from them. I'm telling you, it's fantastic. You won't be disappointed. If you like the TV show, if you like Indiana Jones type games in a card game, you're really going to enjoy this. You're really going to love this a lot. And Agents of Smirch, a game that I absolutely adore. It's an older game, but it has been redone, and his version of it is absolutely spectacular. If you played the original, you're going to love this. As well as Upzone, you know, if you're a miniature player, this is a perfect pop-up terrain. You know, you just pull it down, it pops up, and you're off and playing. Get your miniatures on it and start going. Fantastic stuff. Go check out everythingepic.com. It's epic. What more can I say? And support a small business. There you can also learn about his RPG game that he's coming out with soon. You can ask some questions about it. You can email Chris and he'll be happy to help you in any way he possibly can. And I'm telling you, any way he possibly can. Trust me on this. Okay? Just a fantastic guy, fantastic company with some great, great games. And go there, check them out. You won't be disappointed. I promise you that. And, you know, email them, talk to them. Let them know I sent you. Let them know that, that you heard it here. And let's see what he could do for you and help you out, folks. All right? And you'll be helping him out. A great, great company that can use your help in these very, very difficult times. And that's for sure. They are difficult. There's no doubt about it. All right, folks. So next, coming up on the other side of this, I got some games in. Yeah. I got some games in, and we're going to be talking about some of the games that I got in here. that we're going to be taking a look at. And I'm really shocked over one of them. And the other one, I've never given a bad review. But when you see this review, you're going to understand why I gave it a bad review. And we're going to talk about it on the other side of this. So just stick with us, folks, and we'll be right back with our next segment. So as always, folks, I'm always buying and bringing in new stuff, and some stuff I'm really blown away with. Most of the stuff I really enjoy. But I went over to the storage unit because it was a little slow at the end of last week. And I decided to check out and bring in some stuff. As I said, I had gotten the Space Hulk Bible, and I didn't realize that I left in the storage unit a whole bunch of orcs that I had painted up. I had tons of them, so I brought those over. And I found some more advanced rules for Space Hulk. I don't know how detailed I got with it last week in the podcast when I was talking about this Space Hulk Bible, that I had found some other rules that I was able to download and print out and so forth and so on. And these are just really, really good because I can integrate my Necrons as well as the orcs. And I've been messing around with it. And then I don't know, by the time you see this, if I stream it, I'm going to be doing like a small little thing, just showing off the rules, how they work, and how you can incorporate orcs into Space Hulk, you know, just something a little different. You know, I don't like to be the cult of the new, but speaking of cult of the new, I had gotten some things in that I was very, very excited about last week. First one is a game. Boy, I don't even know if I could pronounce it, to be honest with you. It's a Hexplorit. It is the newest version of it. And I actually went over and I grabbed it. So if the volume goes off and on a little bit, I actually physically got up. Now, this is a game that is, I think this is the third or fourth edition of this. I can't remember because they did the one in the sand. They did the one with the giant lich. And then there was one other and then this one. Yes, this is not an easy game, but I will tell you this. This is one of those very, very deep games. And this one here adds going underground, which I thought was really cool. So it's a little bit different. It adds a little bit more to it. And if you haven't seen Hexplorit, you need to check this out. You can get this at Miniature Market as well. I think they have some left as of this recording. But it is just one of those fantastic, fantastic games that you have to have. So I ended up getting everything for it. So just to keep up with my set, I haven't even started playing the third one yet. And now I bought the fourth one. But that's okay. That's okay. I'm pretty happy with it. And it's just one of those games that I really, really enjoy. Also, I had come in from Miniature Market. Along with that game is I saw a game called 18 Holes. Now, I thought to myself, like, oh, this is kind of cool because, number one, I'm looking for a golf game that is quick, easy, and I can play in under an hour, and maybe I can do, like, a big tournament, which I thought would be fun, the same way I do Subudio and some of the other things that I do. And I thought this would be really good. Well, it turns out that this game is nothing more than this giant type of racing game. And what you do is you and an opponent are going to be playing clubs. You're going to draft clubs. You're going to get five clubs into your hand. And then what you're going to do is you are going to play those club, play a club. When you play a club, you're going to pick from a, they have like five decks, and the certain club, like a wood club, would say, okay, grab from pile five. And then it's going to show you the way it can go. And it can go a couple of different ways. Well, the thing about it is you can turn your guy either way. And when you see this thing set up, the holes are beautiful. The little tiles are beautiful. And it looks really like a golf course, you know, a really nice looking golf course. But you can hit two holes over, okay? And that's still, it's not out of bounds. Because the whole point of the game is it is a race game. And you are trying to race around and get the most flags. The first one to the hole gets the flag, and you're going to get a victory point. How is that golf? It's not. Now, to be fair, they have some rules in there that you could play stroke play, but they fall flat with this type of mechanic. And I was horribly disappointed. I even ended up getting the expansion Putting, Wind, and Coastlines. And the putting is a mess. It's just, it just adds another mechanic to it to try to make it fun. The first one to get it in the hole wins the hole. Whoa. It becomes more confusing than it is anything else. So for the first time in a long time, I am actually giving a game a not good review, only because it's not my liking. Now, let me preface it by saying that this is a good game. It's fun, but not for what I was looking for. Okay? And it's not golf. Plain and simple, at the end of the day, it is not golf. So for me, just didn't do it. The last thing I got in from Dungeons and Dragons, from Miniature Market, I got this in the other day. And it's funny because most of the end of last year, I was looking for this game on eBay. And the prices were astronomical. I mean, they were obscene. Okay. And I was like, nah, I'm just, you know, there's just comes a time, you know, usually I'll just pay whatever, you know, I'm one of those guys that unfortunately enable people on things like, eBay, and, I should be ashamed of myself. But, this one here, I held off on. First of all, there were a lot of negative reviews. As many as there were good reviews. And most of the problem wasn't with the game. It was with the company. It was with the company. And I'm thinking to myself, how does that work? So I walked away from it. And I just didn't understand the BGG rating for it. And I said, well, you know, I'm gonna err on the air of caution here. And I'm not going to pick that up. Well, sure enough, last week, all of a sudden, I get a notification that The Darkest Dungeon, the board game, is available at Miniature Market. Well, let me be the first to tell you, I dropped everything I was doing, and I went and I bought everything for it. And it's the retail version, and I brought it in, and you know, I didn't have high expectations. I open it up, and I start reading it. I go watch Sam Healy's video on it, him and another guy from Mythic, when he was working at Mythic. I don't know if he's working there anymore, to be honest with you. But they did a nice video where they did level one, level two, level three. And I watched it through and I go, wow, this is really good. Take the game out, start messing with it. I go, wow, I really like this. I take out those miniatures, and they are some of the best miniatures Mythic has ever done. And when I tell you that these things are stunning. They are beautiful. They are just absolutely fantastic. They add to the theme. The gameplay is solid. I'm amazed at it. The game, it's not going to be a short game, folks. Okay. You're going to sit there and you're going to play for 90 minutes. No doubt. But it is an enjoyable 90 minutes. It is a 90 minutes that you are just sucked in by the theme, by the feel of the game, how it feels like the board game. I mean, the video game, excuse me, board game. The board game feels like the video game. That's what I should be saying. And it just hits all those things that you, when you go back to town, how you try to get prepared again to go back down. Maybe you want to take somebody else with you. That doesn't work. You find different combinations in the group that you have because, everything's about going down in the stance like the board game is. Like the video game is. And I went and I played this. I went and downloaded the video game onto my Steam Deck, folks. Another big plug for the Steam Deck. The Steam Deck is amazing. And I brought this down on the Steam Deck and I found myself enjoying it even more. Even more. And this board game gives you the feel of it. It does a lot of things right. The designers, a tip of the hat. This turned out even better than I thought. But people were upset about the shipping thing and all that stuff. It's a heavy game. There's no doubt about it. But you get a lot of stuff here, folks. And it's well worth it. Now, I got the retail version. And I bought a lot of the extras. I am not disappointed in this one single bit. This, to me, is something special. And you're going to see it on the channel. A matter of fact, even to the point where I'm just thinking of painting up my heroes. I'll go, maybe I'll get a couple of the villains painted up if I can, because I want to get it to the YouTube channel as quickly as possible, because I am enthralled with this game. I think this game is special. I don't think it deserves the hate that it's getting. Hate the company. Don't hate the game. Don't blame the game for something the company may have done or unforeseen circumstances might have caused. This is a game that's worth having in your collection. And I'm telling you right now. And I'm staking my reputation on it. That's how much I think about this game. And I really, 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 really like it. Make sure you check out my review on the YouTube channel. That should be coming up in a day or two by the time you hear this. And you'll see exactly what I'm talking about, because I showcase some of the things. I don't go crazy. I don't spend hours on it. I just want to show it to you, let you know that I think it's great and that we're going to get it to the table one way or another. And that I'm going to let this game shine for itself. And Darkest Dungeon does it. It hits all those things that you want it to hit. And then, of course, I got the extras. I had to. And those things are glorious, too. I mean, you can't go wrong with this game one bit. One bit. And I think you will like it. It's dark. It's sinister. It's fun, folks. It's fun. So definitely check this out. I don't think you can go wrong with this. And, I'm giving it my highest praise. 18 holes, can't do it. Hex Explorer, great game. Check it out. You won't be disappointed. So there you have it. Those are the games that we brought in this week, folks. And to be honest, that's going to do it for this week's podcast. Okay. We got a few letters in, but I don't think I'm going to read them this week. I'm going to let them build up, and then we're going to add to it. Again, make sure that you check out the Macari store, where you're going to find 18 holes in a bit. As a matter of fact, you could probably put in 18 holes into Macari, second edition. And if you see Tiana 64 selling it, then you know that we've put it up there. We're going to give it away for a good price. That's how much I don't like it. It's not even staying in the collection that long. Again, it's not a bad game. It's just not for me. So go to our Macari store. We are constantly putting up new video games and board games up for you guys to purchase. And all proceeds go to charity. If you have something that you want to hear or see or talk about or respond to that I talked about here on the podcast, be sure to get a hold of me at novaprime860@hotmail.com. And as always, check me out on Twitter, on Instagram, and of course, our YouTube channel. Please like and subscribe. Also, give us a 5-star review here. I don't know what it does, but I heard it's supposed to do something good here. Go figure that out, right? Go figure that out. I couldn't tell you, but I heard it's good to ask for it. So I'm being cheeky and I'm asking you for a 5-star review. We'll be back next week with much, much, much more. We've got so many things. I've got a ton of things coming in, folks, and we are going to be talking about it heavily next week. We'll have another subject that we'll talk about. Check out our Sunday vlog on Rob's Tabletop World. And as always, make sure that you shop at our good friends at Miniature Market, who have the cheapest prices out there. They moved into a new building. They had a bit of a shipping problem, but that is over with. And I spoke with Mike recently, and he's as happy as can be for you guys. And everything is going good at Miniature Market again. So, once again, Miniature Market stands at the top of the hill. A little bump in the road, they're going to be all right, folks. And they're always going to be taking care of you, as always. So, until next time, my dear friends, when we are back here on our next podcast, make sure that you tune in for our episodes. They come out every Wednesday, whether in the morning or night. You can get them, and you can get them wherever you download your favorite podcast. Until next time, it is your old pal Rob saying, we'll see you soon, everybody.